I've chosen to highlight the Transfiguration hymn, O Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair. Celestis Fomen Gloria is an anonymous Latin hymn that was written for the Feast of the Transfiguration when that festival came into common observance in the 15th century. Although the Benedictines on the European continent had observed the Transfiguration of our Lord centuries earlier, it was not until the 15th century that the observance became common in England. It first appears in the Sarum Breviary of the Old Sarum Rite at Salisbury. The well-known prolific translator John Mason Neal translated this Latin text along with 94 others for the hymnal noted, which he prepared for the Ecclesiological Society. By the way, Dr. Neal was a classically trained Latin scholar who was steeped in medieval Latin, and he also opened the door to the rich tradition of Eastern hymnody with translations of Greek hymns. His translation of Celestis Fomen Gloria was considerably altered in hymns ancient and modern, and then was altered slightly again in the hymnal 1940 by the Episcopal Church. The Feast of the Transfiguration is rooted in the accounts provided in the three synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew sets the context as Jesus taking with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them privately up a high mountain, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Then Moses and Elijah appeared before them, talking with him. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my one dear son, in whom I take great delight. Listen to him." So this mountaintop experience is one of the miracles of Jesus that identify him as the Christ, the Son of God. The great theologian Thomas Aquinas considered this to be the greatest of the miracles, complementing Christ's baptism. Fifth century custom identifies the mountain as Mount Tabor in Lower Galilee, upon which now rests the Church of the Transfiguration. O Wondrous Sight describes the wonder and majesty of this event, as well as its implications in detail. And Raphael's Transfiguration painting was painted 25 years after the appearance of the Sarum Breviary. Now, this hymn is most often sung to two tunes, either Deo Gratias, the Agincourt Carol, or to the tune named Warum. Today, we're going to talk about the Deo Gratias, Agincourt Carol. It is known as the Agincourt Carol, or Deo Gratias, because it celebrates King Henry V's exploits in France and his victory at the Battle of Agincourt, October 1415. There are two versions known of this tune. One is found in an early 15th century parchment roll at Trinity College in Cambridge. The other in a mid-15th century book of carols and liturgical pieces from the Bodleian Library at Oxford. The format is that of a carol, a song of celebration for two or three voices usually associated with the Christmas season, but which could sometimes, as here, be used to commemorate an event of great stature. Here the refrain is set for three voices, and the verses for two. The melody is undoubtedly a well-known folk tune, considerably older than the manuscript copy. The fanfare at the beginning and the longer cantilena at the end to the words Deo Gratias were possible embellishments added, perhaps in response to the king's wish that no ditties should be made or sung by minstrels or others, for that he would wholly have the praise and thanks altogether given to God. The unexpected syncopation which occurs throughout the carol is strikingly interesting and effective. Archibald Jacob described it as a magnificently direct, stirring tune with a vehement dignity and a remarkable expression of triumphant pride.